Request for admissions force an opposing party to commit to a position or set of facts. Requests of this nature may prove to be more powerful than any other form of discovery at exposing the strategy, strengths, and weaknesses of the opposing party. As the name of this discovery device implies, either party may request the other party to admit or deny certain facts. A party admitting to facts within requests for admissions or responses will not be able to contest those facts later at trial. Historically, requests for admissions have had two functions. The first function is to avoid lengthy examination of the opposing party during trial. Secondly, admissions can be used strategically to force the other party to declare his or her position about certain facts. Imagine the advantage one party could have by asking the opposing party to admit to damaging information. Assuming the information is true, the opposing party is forced to choose between two unpleasant possibilities: telling the truth and admitting to something that hurts that party's position, or lying, thereby committing perjury. Most states now limit the number of requests that may be propounded. This makes it imperative that each request be relevant. Requests for admissions may also be used to authenticate exhibits intended for use at trial. Discussion point. What form do the requests take? Questions, statements, or both? Can requests be sent to any witness? Are the requests responded to under oath? Under what circumstances may the responding party refuse to respond? What may happen if a request is not responded to on time? Responding to requests for admissions. When a law firm receives a set of requests for admissions from the opposing party, the paralegal should stamp the date received on the document and make note of the response deadline in the appropriate calendar or tickler system. Responding in a timely manner is especially critical for requests for admissions, because if a request is not specifically admitted or denied within the required time frame, usually 30 days, the request can be deemed admitted by the requesting party. Discovery point. Some states require that a responding party admit in part or deny in part requests for admissions that are only partly accurate. However, such requests are generally easy to deny, so try to spot these and avoid them. The rule is that every request for admissions must be answered, but there are several potential options. A request for admission may be admitted, denied, neither admitted nor denied due to a lack of sufficient information with which to respond at this time. A specific reason must be provided for the refusal to respond. Neither admitted or denied due to vagueness of the request. Responded to with a specific request response omitted. The attorney may choose not to respond to a particularly troublesome request, but this strategy may give the opposing party an opportunity to have the request deemed admitted. The final two options above may be accompanied by an objection filed with the court about the appropriateness of the request. Not responding to a request is likely to instigate a motion to compel, in which the opposing party asks the court to require a response. When responding, do not offer additional information. Just admit or deny each request. Do not explain. Discovery point. It may be possible to object to a request because it is vague or inappropriate, but this tactic should not be overused. Many paralegals find it disturbing that a defendant or plaintiff may be forced to respond to potentially damaging inquiries. What about the Fifth Amendment? Remember that the Fifth Amendment applies only in criminal, not civil matters. If answering a request places a client in potential jeopardy of being charged with a criminal offense, or if the matter being litigated also involves criminal conduct, the individual cannot be forced to provide testimony or admissions against him or herself. In such a case, the court may need to decide if the responding party truly is at risk of self-incrimination. The attorney should sign the response, and the respondent should sign a verification of the truth of the response for attachment to the document. Of course, a certificate of mailing should accompany the response. Discussion point. Which of the following is a valid request for admission? A. Admit or deny that you abandoned your child. B. Were you at your child's last birthday party? C. With whom did you spend last Christmas? 2. Can the requesting party pose a statement he or she knows has the potential to elicit a response which could incriminate the other party in a criminal act? Why or why not? 3. Why did O.J. Simpson have to answer discovery requests in his civil litigation trial, even though he had been tried and acquitted of murder in a criminal trial? Request for admissions techniques. Use form books whenever possible to create requests for admissions. However, there will be times when no form quite fits, or the form you find needs substantial alteration. The following techniques are designed to give the paralegal a framework for authoring requests for admissions. Technique 1. Verify or corroborate interrogatories. Review each interrogatory. Can you rephrase any of your interrogatories into statements? When you receive answers to both forms of discovery, look for discrepancies between the responses to the interrogatories and answers to the request for admissions. If there are, in fact, discrepancies, that will be an area of interest worthwhile of your attention. Example, admissions technique 1. 1. Admit or deny you have been an employee of the U.S. Postal Service for 8 years. 2. Admit or deny that you were on duty at 1:30 p.m. July 5, 2020. Technique 2. Give choices or degrees of liability. The goal with this technique is to provide the other party enough, quote, rope to hang himself, unquote. When given a choice, the answering party may wind up choosing the lesser of two evils, even when doing so admits some degree of liability. Example, admissions technique 2. Admit or deny that your response to seeing your wife's lover was prudent and reasonable. 12. Admit or deny that your response to seeing your wife's lover was a somewhat violent overreaction. 13. Admit or deny that your response to seeing your wife's lover was criminal in its violent intent. Technique 3. Force the party to commit. On points of judgment, or if a party is being evasive, use a series of statements to force the party to commit. Example, admissions technique 3. 23. Admit or deny that you had at least one drink during your lunch hour on the day in question. 24. Admit or deny that you had at least two drinks during your lunch hour on the day in question. 25. Admit or deny that you had at least three drinks during your lunch hour on the day in question. 26. Admit or deny that you had at least four drinks during your lunch hour on the day in question. Example, request for admissions, followed by a couple of pages of examples of an example of a request for admissions.